can hear everyone disturbs me quietly. The sugya we're going to talk about today is using soap on Shabbos. Now, as already mentioned, I do not intend to talk about a din of moichik. There is apparently a chayi adam, which is brought to my attention by a number of talmidei chachamim, that if there's paint on the hands, which is what was written on the paper, then using soap to remove the paint from one's hand could be, besides for the actual soap problem, it could be a problem of moichik. And it could be our friend don't agree with this din, and I am not going to get into that din now. That's another issue. But let's say a person's hands are full of mud, or something like that, or they're sweaty, or they're sticky. So there's no problem with moichik in such a situation. Would there be a problem with washing one's hands with soap? And what if there might be differences between the types of soap? Now, on this issue, there are two major discussions why soap could or could not be a problem. One of them is what's called memachik. Now, memachik means forming something or smoothing something out, rather, not forming, so smoothing out a rough edge. I am not going to be talking about that today. That will, if it's Hashem, we'll get a chance to talk about that next week. That'll be the continuation. As it says, your chelkal, that'll be chelik beis. But today, I would like to talk about a din called moilid or noilad. Noilad literally would mean something being born. Right, there's a din in Maseches Beitza. The Maseches starts off with the din of Noilad. At Beitza Shenol of Yom Tov, if an egg is laid on Yom Tov, what can you use that egg on Yom Tov? Right, that's a din called Noilad. The reason why that is usher is because of they're worried. Chazal worried that a person would afterwards would squeeze fruits and the liquid that would come out of fruits would be used. Therefore, they made gzera out of mashkin shazavu, meaning liquids that came out of fruits by themselves, and that was a problem to use. Therefore, they made gzera on eggs also, which is similar. It's also a concept that looks similar, that something new appeared that was non-existent before. Such a thing is in the noilad and the aser. Now, we'd like to discuss if there's a problem with using soap for this reason. Okay? So, the Gemara, there's a Gemara that says like this. The Gemara in Shabbat says, Ein merazkin lo yasasheleg, it's forbidden to grind or grate snow, to melt, in other words, snow or hail on Shabbos, in order that it should melt. You're not allowed to take a piece of ice. A few weeks ago, a relative of mine was really hot, and I think he was trying to be dramatic about how the air conditioner wasn't working well enough. And he took a piece of ice, and he started going like this, like making stuff. And he said, hey, buddy, he was an Isser. I just gave a shear. It was an Isser on melting ice. Anyway, that's it, Isser. You're not allowed to take a piece of snow or ice and melt it. It's forbidden. However, is permitted to put it into a cup or a plate or a dish. Okay, there is a problem of melting the ice, but it is no Isser of putting it into something else and letting it melt. Now, there is a discussion if that means actually putting it into a cup with liquid or without liquid, but we'll get into that. Pashtus, it means putting it into an empty cup. You would be permitted to put it into an empty cup and let it melt, and yet you'd be okay with that. But you are not allowed to actually physically melt it. That's how a chora would be the din. Now, a nafkamina, for example, would be taking out ice cream, right? Taking ice cream out and letting it melt. Or my kids like them eating them out. I don't know why. They like taking ice cream and also popsicles, Arctic cream or however you call them, and ice pops, and they like eating them when they're melted, right? Which is just plain old petal, which I don't know why people want to do that. But either way, is there an instant to do that on Shabbos, right? To take it out and you mix it around until it melts or something like that, right? Now, what was talked about in the poskim really was another thing, or they used to have something called empanada, which is some sort of a dish we had a lot of oil that was congealed oil, some sort of fat. And it would be it was a dish together with, in other words, it was some sort of like a brekkas with a lot of fat on it, meat fat or something. Anyway, you're allowed to leave it out and let it melt by itself, or that kind of stuff. So the question is, what exactly is the reason that they answered melting snow? And based on that, we'll see what the halacha is regarding all these questions we're talking about. The Rashba explains as follows. Vili nere, it would appear to me the reason why Chazal said you're not allowed to melt snow, mishum gezeiras schitas. It would be because of a gzera of squeezing out fruits that are omdim lemashkin, that are planned on being used, that are expected to be used for their liquid. Nogubah. That was the reason why they made the gzera. Because snow and hail, or frost, limeimein hin oimdin. They are used very often for water. It's expected to be taken out. The liquid that comes that melts from the snow is something which is commonly used, and therefore Chazal made a gzera that you were just like, since we're worried somebody might come to squeeze out a fruit, and which is an issue as we talked about last week, an issue of schita, an issue of dash. Therefore, for the same reason they made a gzera, you're also not permitted to melt ice, because it seems to be a similar idea. It's obviously not the raisa, because if you melt melting snow, you're not taking one thing from another. It's just changing form. However, it would be also because it looks like somebody would see it, would think, oh, you're allowed to squeeze a solid into a liquid, so I might squeeze too. Therefore, Chazal said you're not allowed to melt ice. Okay, l'fichach says the Rashba, Allah says toch kois mutter. It is permitted to put into a cup and let it melt. She'einu ner kesoyach. Well, that no one is going to mix up. No one's going to think if you put a piece of ice into a cup that's going to be that appears to be like squeezing, right? So therefore, says the Rashba, there would be absolutely no problem in taking this any whatever it is and putting it into a cup and letting it melt by its own. Sheikh Miru ben Lisochton Ulrafskan Lifnei Atzman, because they only made an iser of actually physically melting and grating the these things, but nothing. There wouldn't be otherwise. It wouldn't be also kach nirali. So says the Rashba. And now there are a number of other Rishonim that also agree with this. And interestingly, where often we follow the Shita of the Rambam, so the Magid Mishnah says as follows: V'chein nira midiver. The Magid Mishnah is one of the Rishonim who explained the Rambam on the side of the page. He says V'chein nira midiver Rabbeinu. For the record, whenever any sefer writes Rabbeinu, it always refers to the one they're explaining. Notice, for example, when the Beis Yosef who explains the Tur says Rabbeinu, he means the Tur. So when the Magid Mishnah who explains the Rambam says Rabbeinu, he means the Rambam. So V'chein nira midiver Rabbeinu would appear to me also like the above opinion. From the Rambam, you mean that the Rambam holds this way? How does he know? Shehivia etzel din haschita, because this din really has nothing to do with schita, right? It's just, I don't know what the reason for it is, but I would assume presumably it has nothing to do with schita. And for some odd reason, says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam quotes this din in the halachos of schita. What's he putting it there for? What's it got to do with schita? So you see from here, must be the Rambam also learned like the other Rishonim, that the reason why it's forbidden is because of an issur shechita. Okay, so the Nafka Mina, we've got, according to this opinion, two comments I'd like to make before we continue to the second opinion. The first explanation is, it's a gezeira for shechita. They're worried a person would come to squeeze fruits, and therefore they said, you're also forbidden, it is also forbidden to melt ice. Okay, a frozen item is also to melt. One, the choyer, there will be two Nafka Minas that come out of this din. One would be, if something is not used for its mashke. Right. If I had, for example, what did the Rashba explain? Since these things are oimdim lemashkin, they're expected. It's presumed that you're going to be using these things for their liquid. Therefore, Chazal said you can't do it. So taking water, frozen water, would be a problem because you're melting the water. However, let's say I'll come up with some sort of a circumstance where you or an example of something which is not commonly used for its liquid, then you would say there would be no reason. There would be no problem with doing it. Okay. Also, as we already said, if it happens by itself, if you just put it into a cup, it would be mutter. Okay, and we'll see if this changes according to other opinions. Now, there's another opinion. Rashi.
What if you take ice out that is in a cup? Like we put ice, like upstairs, we always put ice. Well, we don't start with ice. We put normal, like all stuff inside the bottles, and then put them in the fridge. They get.
But you do that before Shabbos.
Yeah, before Shabbos. Right. You're allowed to take it out on Shabbos when the only way that you can make use of it is if it's there. No.
According to what we said now, then you could.
Because it is in the container.
Well, nothing in the container, because you're not actually physically melting it.
Fine.
You're causing it to melt, which we'll talk about. Okay. But according to this opinion, the only problem is you're not allowed to physically, with your hands, go what's called maisa biyadayim. You're not allowed to actually go and melt it. But if it melts by itself, you wouldn't have a problem. So, says Rashi, however, different than the above shot, Rashi explains on the Gemara as follows. Kidei she'azuvu meimov, you're not allowed to melt the ice in order for the need for the use of its water. Mishum de kamoilid b'Shabbos, because you are creating something on Shabbos. So says Rashi. V'dami l'malacha, and it is similar to doing a malacha. Why sheboire hamayim ha'elu, because he's so to speak creating water. Before I had a solid, and now I created something which was non-existent. Says Rashi. Therefore, it's an isur moilid, creating. And says the, and Rashi continues, Abul Noisim L'Soich HaKois, but you'd be allowed to put it into a cup, Shel Yain, if I have a cup of wine, V'yemois HaChamak D'Iltzan, I want to cool off a cup of wine, right? Says the Rashi, V'Abul Pishen Imoech Me'elav, even if it melts by itself, V'Ein HaKoishesh. Since it's happening the way Rashi's understood, I've heard people wanting to say differently, but the accepted common way of understanding Rashi is, since it's happening by itself, it's Mimoach Me'elav, you're not doing it forced by hand. You're not actually making it happen. Therefore, it wouldn't be moichik because I'm not doing the act of creating. It's being created, but I'm not creating. And says Rashi, or based on explaining these the Chazal, that the isler is to create something new and not. But if it happens by itself, wouldn't bother us. But since I've got a solid, and now it changed a form to be a liquid, such a thing is an isra moilid, and would be also mid the rabbanon, obviously. Give me one more second, and then ask questions. I just want to finish off this night. Now, we mentioned earlier that there's a din of noilad, right? Noilad means something becoming new. Now, there are people that understood this Rashi to be a concept of noilad. However, explains the Rajba, that Rashi wrote, Mishum the Kamoilit, that it's a concept of creating, an act of creating. Lav Lamesa Mishum Noilad Kamri. Doesn't mean the commonly known din of Noilad that we find by Beitz, as we mentioned earlier. Elasha Isru Mishum Surach Malacha. It's similar to a Malacha, and you can come to get carried away to doing Malachas because of this. The Fishu Kibayre, because it's like creating Umoilit Amaim Alalu, and he's bringing to be these waters. And before it was solid, now you, so to speak, created a new form of water, and it looks like you did some sort of creation. And just as Chazal asked us to do the Torah asked us to do the Lametes Malachas, who had the acts of creation, so to speak. So says Rashi, that is why they answered melted. Yeah, what was the answer?
I don't quite see a clear defined difference
between
Rashi
and the first Shita.
Rashi and Rashi
between. Like
the Kosev Ayin and regular just laying it out.
Right. Oh, because if one can, again, the act, the Isser is to do an act.
It is. Just putting ice in
it. I didn't, sorry, that's happening by itself. I'm not physically melting it.
How'd you put it out?
I mean, sorry, in essence, you are making it get harder, right?
Getting it melt.
Mm-hmm. No, to
make melt. Ice?
Yeah.
No, well, we.
I'm sorry, to make it melt.
Right. So now I started the process, correct? Right. But I didn't actually make it. So you're familiar with the concept of groma, for example?
No.
The concept of groma means something is caused, but I didn't actually do it. If I started a process, but it happened ultimately on its own, that is, it could, in some circumstances, it was called a groma. I didn't really do it physically.
But had you of not started it, it would not have happened.
That's true. But that doesn't matter. Such a thing doesn't look like you're doing it again. If we'll see in a second another explanation, but according to this explanation, that it's the act of creation, right? I'm doing something that looks like creating, not something being created, but rather creating, the verb of creating, right? An active problem. So then, if I didn't actually do it, and I just started it, but then it happened on its own because the heat in the room did it, right? So I didn't actually physically do it. Says Rashi explaining Chazal, such a thing would not be included in the Gzeir, and only be a problem if you actually went. And I will see in a second. Before they continue on that, if you are asking the same thing,
yeah.
There's no, wait a minute. Let me get to the third opinion, and then if something's not understood, we'll see. Okay. But very often when you have the different sheet, then we understand the other.
Are we saying the reason why with the wine is not that because you don't actually see the new liquid on its own?
Very good. Not because you don't see it, though. No, that we'll see in a second. That's not the reason. Not because you don't see it, because it's happening by itself. No, it really could be Rashi would hold that way even if it didn't have wine in the cup.
It could be.
The Jirashi is using example, I guess, why somebody would want to do that. Pashas, based on the logic I just said now, it should be even if the cup is empty. That's a good
right,
point.
Right, that's why I didn't understand
no, the Rashi. Right. L'chora, even the court, right. This is the way the Achronim seem to learn Rashi. Could be, you could say differently, but this is how they explain it. That this, again, is Isra Moilid, and it's only a problem if you do an act. Now, we'll see the third opinion, and then we'll summarize it. Now, there are other Rishonim, there's a Rishon called Sefer Truma. And other Rishonim also say the same sheet. Well, bring him down. No, it seems to be the Sefer Truma is the only one who really said it. He said, like, the Beis Yosef, we'll bring it brought in the Beis Yosef. I will be Sefer Truma, Kosav, the Asurin Mishum Noilad. It's also because of Noilad and not the Isur Moilid, as Rashi says. So points out the Rashba. That's why he said what he said before. And not an Isur of Moilid of creating, but rather an Isur of something being created. The passive act of something coming out new that was not here before, such a thing would be an Isser, and that's called Isser of Noilad, similar to an egg being laid. Well, if so, then even if it happens by itself, why should it be mutter? right? Because since the problem is not the act, but right now, just, this is where your question, all your questions came in, right? You're saying, so according to Rashi, that it's an act of doing something. So I answered you, well, yeah, if it happens by itself, I didn't physically do it, it should be mutter. But according to the Sefer Truma, that we're worried about something becoming new, something being formed, right? And not necessarily on the gavra, so to speak. It's not a problem with the man doing it, but rather that it shouldn't be done. If so, then why would it be mutter if you put it into a cup? So explain to Beis Yosef, if this is what the good rabbi Svar is. He says, there it's different. Because it immediately mixes in, it becomes, so to speak, bottle in the wine, or mayim shabakois in the water in the cup. This is the two of you. You actually have the same deal from Rashi, right? Here says the Beis Yosef, the reason is it would not apply to an empty cup. Meaning, if I put this piece of ice into an empty cup, according to the Sefer Torah, it would be a problem. You'd be forbidden to put the ice into an empty cup or put ice cream on a plate and let it sit there in your mouth, unless you plan on eating it, I suppose. But you would not be allowed to put it there in an empty cup. Says the Beis Yosef, but if I put it into a cup with already some sort of liquid in it, then it's easier. Because then it's bottom, like, even though it doesn't fit into the normal categories of bittel. One day you guys will learn the din of a bittel, and this you'll see, theoretically, this won't be a din of bittel. But it, as far as working, this drabonon din of something becoming, looking new, like looking like a new creation, such a thing, Chazal were not worried as long as there's already liquid that preceded it. So if there's a little bit of water at the bottom, if you have a dish with ice in it, and there's a little bit of water at the bottom, even according to the Sefer Truma, it wouldn't be a problem. But if you you put all the ice into a cup, and they're completely frozen, and not any liquid at the bottom, then the water at the bottom of the cup would be a problem of Noila. Or for example, your case of your L'chor, your case of the bottle, so if your bottle was completely frozen, and you took the bottle out the thing and it melted, there would be a problem. But if it was already a little bit, for example, if you took a bottle,
are you allowed to add in a little bit of water?
What do you say? According to that, let's hear what you guys say.
Wow. No, because moment you take it out and it starts melting, it's already a problem. Then add and then it's fine.
Yes, so let me add. Well, the question is like this: if you add water, are you being moiled by adding water onto it? So pouring water onto ice. See, this is a question. I had said something about this, and after my Rav said I was wrong. If you according to the Sefer Truma, we haven't got what the halacha is, right? But let's say, for example, I have a cup of ice, right? And now I pour my Coke onto the ice.
You definitely melt in the ice.
So that might be a problem?
The Coke is warmer than the ice.
Well,
otherwise, you wouldn't be using it.
Right, so would that be a problem?
Right.
What do you guys say? You say it is.
I said problem.
My father-in-law said, yeah, it's a problem. And I said, no way. I'll tell you why. First of all, because that's not really like an act of melting, but that problem probably wrong. Probably it is. Because as you're pouring on it, it's automatically melting. Right. But the other reason now we've had its mutter would be because it's automatically bottled. Because as soon as you pour the Coke on it, if you have a piece of ice, and it's a dry cup with a piece of ice, and you pour the Coke on it, as the Coke goes down, it melts. And the liquid and the ice is being melted into the cup, right. Coke, and then it's the same as what we just said.
He says it's from the start. If you were to have a drop of water in the cup,
right?
Then you had the ice in the Coke. Then you're fine.
Then you're saying even my case would be mutter.
Yeah.
So let me ask. So why would it be different than if I put it on a piece of ice? I understand. So my rav agreed with you guys. My rav said it would be also. I thought it was such a thing. So I called my father-in-law and said, my Rav agrees with you. But it's the only time I think I've ever agreed with my father-in-law. No, I'm just kidding. we'll pick it up. That's a good question. Let's put that aside. Okay, but okay, so far I haven't said what halacha is. But we've got three opinions, and now let's analyze the nafkaminas we have. According to the first opinion, the isra is because of a gzeira of schita. So we said, if so, number one, if it happens memela, if it happens by itself, so to speak, you started the process, but it happens by itself, there's absolutely no reason why it should be also, because it doesn't look like schita. Number two, it would have to be something which is squeezable, something which is liquid is commonly used. But the liquid is not commonly used, it wouldn't make exera for schita because it's not something which is used. Point number, those are two points, right? Kula on both, right? According to the third opinion, that it's usur because it becomes noilad, right? Then the reason to usur it would be, so it's the number one, if it's something which happens on by itself, should also be usur, because since it became melted, it should be usur. So chumran, point number one. And point number two, let's say it's something which is not used to drink, it's not usually drunk. Right, no one drinks it. right? It doesn't matter, because the point is not whether you're going to drink it or not. According to the first opinion, it has to be so it comes out of chumran both, right? It would be also even for something which is no one ever drinks or uses as liquid, or drinks is better. It's something which even if it's not drunk, it's still it would be also. And according to the middle opinion, according to Rashi, you have one chumra, one lakula. If you put it out by itself, it happens memeila. It doesn't happen by a dime, so there's no moilin, because moilin needs an active act of melting something. Right, so it would be mutter. But if it was something which is not used for its liquid, it would still be a problem, because it has nothing to do with schita. Only according to the opinion that it's schita. So now we have nafkaminas. Therefore, according to the first opinion, it would be very meikel. Third opinion would be very machmer. And according to Rashi, it would come out some things are also and some things are mutter. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. Just for the record, I skipped. We won't lead it inside. But just very quickly, it would seem. I say a bit of a lumpus here. If you guys will excuse me, even though this is halacha here, is it would seem. The understanding behind the third opinion is not, see, there is no, obviously no isser. You see, the din of noilat on yomtiv is a muktzah din, right? It's not an act of doing something, of moilid necessarily. There's no act of making the chicken an egg, because it's impossible, right? The act of noilat is that something became born, right? And it becomes muktzah. So it's mashma that, so I've seen people actually discuss this, and then some achronim understood that the Sefer Truma holds, it really has nothing to do with schita, has nothing to do with any, it's just the din of muktzah. It's a muktzah din. There's no isser on, sort of, as we call it, the gavra, to melt. It's just that if you melt, the thing becomes muktzah, and you're not allowed, you follow?
So if there's no point in melting it, because
you're right, but theoretically it wouldn't be a problem. But other ones, but other achronim learn, and this, in my humble opinion, it seems to be what the Sefer Truma, the way the Poskim are learning from the Mishnah Berurah, I've rise to it, that the pshat is not that way. It's some sort of combination pshat. In other words, you're not. This is a bit strange, but I'm going to say it anyway. You're not allowed to be moilid noilad. You're not allowed to cause something to become noilad. It's an isser on the gavra ein meraskin. You're not allowed to cause something to become noilad. So anything which would theoretically become noilad, this says the Sefer Truma, there's an isser for you to make it become noilad. Therefore, even if I start the process, will also be usher. According to the Rashi, that it means you have to actually do it physically, has nothing to do with the tutsal, with the result. Well, if you didn't actually do it, then it will be mutter. But according to this opinion, if I start the process of something becoming noilad, since the emphasis is also on what's becoming formed, what's becoming created, therefore there's an isser to even put something in a situation where you're starting the process of creating. Okay? Those are the three opinions. Have a good one. Those are the three opinions. Understood? Okay? Okay, now we'll get to, now we have to know what the halacha is. Before, because we've got a couple of nafkaminas, so let's see if we can figure out what the halacha is in such a case. So now Beis Yosef, when he brings the Sefer Truma, which is the third opinion, right, he brings it as follows. So Be'ikar Adin. Now remember, everybody realize this is the din drabanan, right? We're not talking about the deraisa din, correct? Right. Because this is the din of moilid and noilad, when all these things, xeras, are always drabanan. So says the Beis Yosef as follows: Ubeikra din kevan demidi derabananu. Since we're dealing with a rabbinic problem, so to speak, naktinan kirashi, we can therefore follow Rashi's opinion, veharambam veharamban the pligi that argue about hatruma umutter. In other words, since, as we all know, suffik drabanan lakula, right? Everybody, that the rule is, if you've got a mitzvah drabanan, you can be lenient. You don't have to be machmer; it's enough to be lenient. And therefore, since this is a din drabanan, and it seems like all of City Hall are arguing with the shita of the Sefer Truma that was machadish that there's an isra noila, therefore it will be, we can be megal. So again, ikra din, and as far as Allah is concerned, kevin the midi drabanan, who since it's a drabanan din. Naktinan, we follow Rashi, Varambam, Varamban, the Pligia of Balamar, the argument of Balamar Umutr. Now, if you guys realize, Rashi and the Rambam and Ramban, Ramban is like the Rashba. The Rashi, the Rambam and the Ramban are not saying the same opinion, correct? Rashi said because of Moilid, and the Rambam and the Ramban said because of a Gezerah of Slita. But what the Beis Yosef is telling us is that those two reasons, maybe I'm happy to follow. But the Isser of, but with Sefer Truma, we for sure are not going to follow. Therefore, if something becomes created, it won't be a problem. And let's see where we have ramifications to this. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: Hasheleg v'hapmorot ein maraskin asam. It is forbidden to melt snow and anything frozen. Im hinichon bechama. But if you put them in the sun, or you can neged a medura, even if you put them next to a next to a fire, v'nifshru, and they melted, mutarim, there's nothing wrong with it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there's nothing wrong with putting the thing next to a fire, and even if it's going to melt, it doesn't make any problem. Why? Because it's only also according to the third opinion. But according to the first two opinions, that it's happening by itself, and you're not actually doing it by a dime, it would be mutter. You with me?
Yeah, I just understand it.
With this, the shita?
No, the whole
that happens by itself, you mean?
The concept of it by itself, I just don't
well, according to the opinion, that according to the opinion of a chashash, that person's going to come to squeeze, right? So then it's understood, because the only what I'm worried you're going to go and squeeze something. Fine, but I'm not. What does it look like squeezing? When I take something and change it physically into a different thing, I'm worried you're going to come to squeeze. But if something melts on its own, right, then I don't have to worry that it's going to come. You're going to come to squeeze. There's no reason I should be frustrated. Just somebody's going to come to squeeze it. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That opinion. Now, the second opinion is what you're having trouble with. So Rashi's learning that we don't care about the toitzah, the result. All we care about is the active act of going and melting something. So if you're not actually melting, even if you just started the process, but you can't say, I melted it. I might have caused it to melt. But did you actually melt it? Of course not. I just put it on the table. What do you mean? Putting it into a cup. That's not melting. I put it next to the flame. Did you? Now, in cooking, that is called cooking. But here we're dealing with a drabanan din of an act that seems to be like creating, and then Chazal will make it in such a case. Okay, therefore, so now again, so, but we don't know, we still don't know which opinion the Shulchan Aruch is following.
Right.
We just see he's arguing on the Sefer Truma. Right? You follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
So what we got to figure out still is how he holds exactly. And so much so that the Mishabura actually, on that Shulchan Aruch, brings both explanations. As he says, over here, the dummy lemalacha, because this is the reason you're not allowed to melt snow, because it's like a malacha shabayri amay malalu v'asum drabon. It's like creating water, and it's asum drabon, which was Rashi's explanation. Then he continues the mishabura. Inami, I'll give you another reason why it's asur gzeira shemiyischot peiros ha'ovdim lemashkin. So Rashi, so the mishabura brings both opinions. It leaves out the sefer truma, because that's like we said, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef is the source of this, and he wrote in the Shulchan Aruch that he disagrees with the opinion of the sefer truma. But we don't know if he holds like the first or second opinion. Now, the nafkamina, as we said earlier, a nafkamina to know which opinion we hold the halacha is what would be the din of something which is not used for its liquid, right? Which is not used to drink. So let's say salt. If a person were to take melt salt,
right?
According, right?
Well, that shave.
They use, I don't know, I guess he used to use it to clean things out, the stickiness or something off their hands. I don't know. Not so because it's sort of an early form of soap, it's that type of thing. So if you were to use salt of some sort, right? And you wanted to melt it for whatever reason you had. So according to Rashi, that holds it's an isra moilid, an isra of active, an act of creating something new, change by changing form, would be also a mutter.
Change your form, also.
So it would be also, because you're doing moilid, the salt, into liquid, right? And according to the opinion that it's because of the Rashba, because it makes, Rashba Ramban, the Rambam, that it's because you're worried you're going to come to be soiket, it won't apply, because something which is not the derech to be soiket should have the Shash of Gezerah. So says the Shulchan. So now let's see what's then. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shinchah, Yesh li zayir shelo yishav shev yadav v'melach. A person should be careful not to rub his hands in salt because he is coming to melt it. And therefore, we see that the Shulchan Aruch is choishesh. He's worried and follows the stricter opinion of Rashi that you are not allowed to melt something, even something which is not used for liquid. And explains the Achronim, the Tosfos Shabbos, and explains Hainu time. The reason is Bipnei Shamelech Melach No Meis Biyodav, because the salt melts in his hands of a Havi Moilid, and that's as Rashi explained to us that that's an Isra Moilid. Another Nafkamina where we see this is in a case like this. The Shulchan Aruch writes in another din regarding a Hilchos Refuah, where a person has some sort of a wound, right? He's got an injury, and he wants to put some sort of fat or chaylev of an animal on it to cool it off or whatever it is. So he says, like, ma'avirin gilde hamaka v'sachin oisah b'shemen. You're allowed to put oil on the scabs or wounds of a person, avaloi b'cheylev, but not cheylev, which is congealed, obviously, mipnei shunimoyach. No, liquid oil you could put on, right? Because it's not really healing, it's just cooling it off, I guess. But you're not allowed to put cheylev because it will melt. And like, as we know, cheylev is not something which is drunk, right? Therefore,
right.
we see that the Shulchan Aruch is holding that there's an iser to, he's choshish for Rashi, that it's not just a gzera of coming to be soifet, but rather it's also usur because of moilid, the iser of Rashi. Right. Understood so far?
Yep.
Okay? Now, the chidah, the Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva sefer called Rav Paulin. It's a tshuva sefer written by the Ben Ish Chai, and he writes as follows. He explains, like we just said, as we just said, Mukhrach Lomar, you're obligated. You must say the Oyser Moran Zal the Shulchan Aruch holds and asers bechelev mishum tam habez, because of the second reason, shekos of Rashi Zal. It has to be that he learns because of Rashi Gavi Shelik the Domi le Malacha, because it's similar to a Malacha Shabori Hamayim. because he's creating water. Because it looks to the eyes of the beholder. If a person were to melt salt, it would seem similar to melting snow, etc. Because he's mushing it, so to speak, and make it into water. And since it looks like it, Shinira ko'isim alocha, and it looks as if he's making a new malocha. The mashhaya tchila oichel, because what was food? Now here he's talking about something else. Here he's talking about leaven, some sort of a congealed leaven. I guess it's a little bit harder than the ones we have, right? I guess they in the Arab countries they have this thing that we have in like yogurt, right? No, we have that in America too, right? You have what we call yogurt or leaven, and he was discussing whether you can take a form of congealed. I suppose more than today's leaven, right? And more solidified type of yogurt and melt it or mush it, right? Would you be permitted to do that or would that be a problem? So he says the Mechaber, he says the Ben Ish Chai, that since we see the Mechaber seems to follow Rashi, that there is an Isser Moilid and changing something's form is Usser, then that would apply to this too. Now let's read the next line. Ul'inyan, next paragraph. Ul'inyan Alocha. And he concludes, and according to, and therefore regarding the halacha, me'achar dematzino lemaranzal. Since we've seen that the mechaber holds v'chein haramo, like we'll see later, that he is machmer like Rashi, al kein nira deufu would seem to me the osur lerasika yogurt shekorin ba'aravi leaven, right? Yogurt which you call in Arabic leaven. You're not allowed to melt it on Shabbos. Just like you're not allowed to do that to snow, you wouldn't be allowed to do it to leaven either. Miu poi reinu bajdad. In the city of Baghdad in Iraq, where the Ben Ish Chai lived, Haminig Yodua Mafursam. There's a common minig everyone knows that they're makel. It seemed to be the minig was to be makel on this. V'kevin sheish minig Yodua, since it seems to be a known custom, V'kavua bazeh to be makel, ain less olhem, therefore I'm not going to come and tell them they're usher. Why? They're efshur, the Nagu Kosvaras or Rambam Udi'ime, because maybe they follow the opinion of the Rambam and his shitas, Shem Gedolim Mechain Rabin. There's plenty of people who like the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, something that you're just, if you're changing it into something which is not used for, as liquid, right? So you'd be allowed, you'd be permitted to melt it. And therefore it says, therefore somebody in Baghdad is Mekel, you shouldn't yell at him, don't get angry at him. But it's better to follow the opinion of the Mechaber, that it's usur even to change something which is not drinkable, you still are not allowed to change its form from a solid to a liquid. So here we have, the Mechaber holding, therefore the Sfardim would follow this opinion, that like the middle opinion, that it's not only usur because of the Gezeira, but rather we also are worried that you're changing something to a new form, and that's an Isser Moilid, and therefore it would be forbidden to change something's form directly.
Even if
the actual act of Moilid would be a problem.
So for example, like a piece of a fish in like a block of ice.
In a what?
In a block of ice. Like if you like fish. Which is frozen,
and that ice is not going to be interested in doing. So if you sit there and try to melt it, let it grow is mutter according to Rashi. Now if you pass them like Rashi, not like the truma, then if it melts by itself, you're okay,
right?
As long as you don't do it physically, right? So that wouldn't be a problem. So, but to take that ice and somehow try to melt it with your hands or put it over the flame, so like that, or pour coke on it, like we discussed, that could be more of a problem.
So that'd be a problem for Sfarim then.
For
Sfarim.
Sfarim. Sfar, right. They're machmer mekel. They follow a middle opinion that even something which is not drinkable, but on the other hand, if it happens by itself, it's still be mutter.
Oh, it happens by itself.
We'll see. Ashkenazim have a problem, not the Sfarim. We'll see. Let's continue. Okay, now that was the first opinion that we have, lahalacha, that he holds according to Rashi. Now, the Gra, however, the Gra on this din of melting this borekas with the meat, right, with the congealed meat that we discussed earlier. So